If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio, and there was just an off-air Viagra fight going on, and my name is Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And we're all together. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, Chris. We're all together. After how long? Chris, how long has it been since all
three of
us?
Feels like years.
We haven't seen each other the whole summer. Not in the same room, at least.
That's true. Not all three
really,
of us.
You're right. It really has been pretty much the whole summer.
So that some Best Friends Forever Podcast Club this turn.
Yo, they got their content. They happy.
Guess we all really hate each other. I guess we're not best friends.
Sometimes, man.
I guess we're just dicks.
Hey, that's the Viagra fight.
And plus, you guys were fucking arguing over Viagra.
Haggling.
The fight was, Chris and Johnny were like, how much Viagra do we think we could take? And Chris said he could take more Viagra than Johnny.
I can definitely take more Viagra than Johnny. I got more to fill up.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Dicks.
I feel like I want to just fucking drop my headphones and leave right
now. Oh, dicks. Shouldn't have even brought up that Viagra fight. It's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. High Society Radio. Patreon.com.
Has it been so long that you've forgotten?
Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Instagram is High Society Radio. And is that everything? It has been a while. It's been a while since all three of us have been in a
MySpace. No MySpace.
Oh, yeah, the MySpace is dope.
Shout out to lynda.com.
Lynda.com. Patreon.com.
Well, if you're a new listener, well, lynda.com/High Society Radio. Patreon.com/High Society Radio to support the show. You can go to MySpace if you want to listen to some old clips.
You still want that pizza party.
I like when people support things, especially when those things are us.
Yes. Like Viagra.
Or Viagra. Dick
so blue
pills.
Every time. So
Viagra's like a buttress for your cock.
What is that?
Getting that beautiful penis hard. Viagra. Are we sponsored by them now?
Might as well be.
Are we Cialis guys? I don't know. Whatever we decide.
I never took a Cialis. I only ever took a Viagra.
Which is the one Jimmy Johnson uses? I wouldn't. He's not a good pitch man.
I think that's
the sausage guy?
Extends?
It's Extends.
Oh, come on.
Which somehow they've actually did sell pills.
Dick pills move, son. There's always a market for that.
I guess people want to get that dick nice and hard.
Hell yeah, so be swole for your lady. Or gentleman, if that's your thing.
Oh, wow, a progressive Bronx Johnny.
Yo, now Bernie Sanders is getting to me, son. That man right there, yo.
I wish Bernie Williams would run for president. I'd definitely vote for him. You play a little blues guitar.
He overdoes it with that, though. Like, you're good at one thing. Stick to that one thing.
He likes playing guitar. God bless Bernie Williams.
Did they retire his number this year? Are they going to, I think, man?
They think they've been retiring it every year since they keep it.
He finally retired this year. He was on the books for a while, man.
Yeah, he's got to make that money, that Bernie Williams. He's got to have that Bernie Williams lifestyle of playing guitar and, I don't know, playing baseball.
I want that Tom Brady lifestyle, son. That's my dude.
Is it? That's your dude?
Yo, he's like a real-life wrestling heel. He wins, and you can't touch him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Like, the judge fucking favored with him and stuff. That was awesome.
Yeah, he's good. He's not going to get any...
I don't think he's going to get four games. Maybe two, but not four.
No, yeah, he's... Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I agree. Yeah. I say two or possibly none. after that judge freaked out.
Yeah, they got to give him something, though. You can't not give
him. Nah, dude, it's Balghazi, all right? And I don't call it Deflategate. I prefer Balghazi.
That is a better name for that.
Right?
Enough with the gates. That was years ago.
Yeah, that's why we got to go Ghazi.
And that's just, yeah, that's just the name of the fucking hotel.
No.
Thank you. It wasn't even that big a deal, to be totally honest.
No, it's a huge deal.
Really?
They won. No. They would have won without it. That defense was terrible.
You know, it's, Johnny, this is your most important time of the year. And we are now going to have you give actual advice to all the listeners.
Oh, I thought it was that Christmas after Christmas where the three wise men show up that Spanish people sometimes celebrate.
Oh, the Three Kings Day?
Yeah. Don't Spanish people love that?
They do, but I never celebrate.
I just thought that was the most important time of the year for you. I assume. No.
Johnny, it's time to make some goddamn preseason football picks.
Let's do this. It's very intense music.
This is intense.
It's like, it's not August music, but I'll take it.
Dude, this is making money music.
I hope so.
All right, I'm going to give you three games.
Go for it.
And you're going to make, I'll give you the lines, and then you will give us the locks.
You got to tell me if they're home or away, though. Who's home?
I got you, dog. All right. This is preseason NFL football.
Yeah, dog. We did pretty good last year.
Oh, you killed it, dude. You destroyed everyone in your fucking wake. All right. Colts at Eagles.
At Eagles?
Eagles are at -4.
I'll take Eagles.
That's the Sunday 1 o'clock game. Sunday 1 o'clock.
I'm with it. Eagles, -4.
All right.
Sanchez, touchdown.
You think he gets one touchdown?
He has to. It's preseason. Tebow's on that team now, right?
Does Tebow play in that first preseason game?
You got to. They're going to do those like run options with him. You got to work him into that.
All right.
Maybe he throws a pass. Who knows?
Okay. All right, so this is a Friday night game. This podcast comes out on Friday at 7 p.m. This is a 10 o'clock game. Broncos at Seahawks. Seahawks, favorite, -5.
I'd take Seahawks.
You didn't have to think about
-5. I think Manning's washed, bro. Even for one series, I don't trust that on.
You think fucking Manning's gonna be on the field for a preseason game?
He might play one series. He gotta make that DirecTV money.
He's already making the DirecTV money.
But
when
you gotta
he goes
play,
on the field, man. He has to make the NFL.
Yo,
money.
The season he's gonna have, he needs to get into that preseason a little harder this year. It's gonna be a long year.
All right, you're talking a lot of crazy bullshit right now, but. I'm gonna be betting the Eagles at -4, and I'm gonna be betting Seahawks at -5. You're going with the fucking favorites here. This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, now for the final game. Saturday, August 15th.
Mm.
San Francisco 49ers at the Houston Texans.
Oh.
Texans favorite at -2.5.
At 2.5?
Ooh. You know, you realize how bad San Francisco is this year.
Yeah. It's preseason, though, so.
And this is your fucking bread and butter, dude.
I don't think they're going to have J.J. Watt out there, so.
Clowney could be out there, though.
Yeah, your stats for preseason last year were really good, right?
Yeah, I think I killed it, son.
He was at, like, 75%.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Damn. This is a tough one. You know what? I'm going to go with San Fran. Take the points.
Oh, shit.
Take the points.
I think Kaepernick plays the entire preseason.
Yo.
They're just trying to injure him.
He has nothing left. He didn't. They should have traded him, man.
He should have been a baseball player. He's a fucking moron.
They don't have Gore anymore. It's looking bad out there.
No, they're terrible. All right, so, again, if you want to make some money, you find a bookie that'll take preseason action. Take the Eagles at -4.
They'll take any action.
Yeah.
Take the 49ers at +2.5. And take the Seahawks at -5. And there you go. There you go. Bronx Johnny.
I'm feeling good about
this. You're making
everybody
money again. You're making everybody money. Banking it up.
I hope so.
Listen.
Fucking cheddar.
Yo, if it cashes
cheddar
in,
cheese
we're going to Tad's.
That's besides the point. We're missing out on something.
What's that?
Somebody had a birthday.
No way. Who had a birthday?
Well, it wasn't me.
I know that. Yours was in June.
Yeah. It wasn't you because your birthday was last month. We celebrated together.
Yes, we did.
Now, there's only one other person in this room that has a birthday.
Who
could that be?
It's you.
That was terrible.
Yeah, last weekend. Well, first of all, I forgot it was my birthday. I'm not even.
When I texted you,
I fucking swear to God, I forgot it was my birthday. And last weekend we hung out, and I had a couple.
Was it fun?
I had a few, yeah. And it was a good time. as usual. But I see in front of me a, like, what, is this a gift?
That's a gift. I wrapped it myself.
That's pretty cool.
I taped
that
the
is
car
Duck brand duct tape. That's not cheap. You can't get that at the dollar store.
Duck brand duct tape.
Is this like a cool gift or is it like a gag gift? Don't even tell me because I'm going to open
That's
it.
A gift from my heart.
I hope it's not a gag gift. Don't be a radio guy and give a gag gift.
Okay.
Hold on.
There's a card.
Yeah, you got to read the card.
This is nice duct tape. Appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah, you look really uncomfortable opening cards.
I'm uncomfortable
Where's
getting gifts.
Where's the joy, man? See, I knew that. That's why I didn't get your shit. So.
It's a so sorry for your loss.
Jesus Christ.
Of weight.
See?
Oh, God.
And then sorry's crossed out, and it says so happy for your loss. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. No, you look great. You look great.
You could have just found a fucking card for that.
You really... I think it's more personal this way. I'm not going to write a poem. I had to personalize a card.
You basically did, bro.
So the original message is to let you know your thought about at this difficult time with sympathy and caring.
Ew.
But instead, this difficult is crossed out and it says birthday. That this birthday time.
What the fuck?
With sympathies crossed out, just with and caring.
Are you trying to, like, kidnap him for ransom or some shit? Why are you crossing out words like that?
Happy birthday, exclamation point.
Damn.
I'm going to keep this card forever, Chris.
You should.
I'm going to keep this card forever.
You goddamn beta fags.
All right, so it's a box. I like that. And
What is that?
Oh, cool. Optimus Prime Transformers.
Couldn't find
Pokemon. I know you love the Transformers, and you cried when Optimus Prime died in the movie in the 80s.
This is like the movie version. This is like the movies version.
Well, I mean, they don't sell all kinds of wrapping papers at the store.
Yeah, that's like collectible wrapping paper. Be thankful you got that.
That also didn't come from the dollar store.
To be totally honest, I'm fucking surprised there's wrapping paper. This is crazy.
Chris always goes all out. You live a lonely life, don't you?
All right, this looks like a box from Amazon. Or it's just a box that's already ripped
open. No, there's something else in there.
Yes, I'm going to open the box.
All right, open the box.
All right, let's see. This looks like it could be something illegal.
No. See what that is? See, those are empty pills.
Okay.
And you can put whatever you want in there.
Okay.
And then that's a pill case, for the pills that you make yourself. But there's more. Look on the back of the pill case.
Okay.
Ah, that's nice.
I'm just going to put that away.
No, that is, you know what that is? That's a little piece of chalk for you to write on a blackboard.
Yeah.
That's a nice piece of chalk.
About, and you can keep track of your supplement usage.
Oh!
So, to help with your weight loss, it relates to the card.
Oh, because I was just about to crush that up.
No, it's a little piece of chalk.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. I was just rubbing the chalk on my tree.
Yeah, that's
dumb. I drew a little chalk outline earlier.
Oh, okay.
On the inside of my nose.
Jesus,
This
is terrible, man.
This is the best birthday ever, to be totally
Are you
honest.
Fucking kidding me, man?
Best birthday ever. Best wrapping paper ever from my best friend ever. And I know this is to Johnny. Don't got dick.
You didn't even fucking call me on my birthday. You lucky they ain't shoot you in your fucking
man.
Leg. For the stand man? Who the fuck is the stand
it's
man?
It's me now. I'm the stand man.
You're it's like Slender Man, but the opposite.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, little children don't worship me on the internet. They just fucking run away from me.
Yeah, they revile you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God, there's Standman again online. What a shitty meme. God, this guy's stupid. Why isn't Slenderman ripping his soul out or whatever the fuck Slenderman does? I'm not sure.
He fucking inhales people, I think.
What?
I think he inhales people, no? Ain't that the fucking thing he does?
I don't know. I think he just convinces little girls to kill people.
That's
what Slenderman does. That's how he rolls.
Isn't that what Candyman used to do?
He hasn't really taken a body in a while, though. I'm kind of a little
lazy.
I'm a little disappointed with
Them
Slenderman.
Skinny motherfuckers is lazy as shit. Light skin, skinny motherfuckers.
Where did Slenderman start? Was that a Reddit or 4chan thing?
I think
4chan.
So. I thought it was like, wasn't it like a Reddit R can't sleep?
It might be. No sleep. It's no sleep.
Yeah.
You know, that subreddit is...
creepy
I guess
as fuck.
It's like creative writing, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
All
right, so it's this. There's a subreddit called r/no sleep.
People put in nightmares on there?
It's like a place
Dream
where people can just write like fucked up, like disturbing things, like disturbing stories.
Yeah, people write like things about them seeing a ghost or whatever.
Yeah, I'll bring up to see what's like. Like
a, it's just like a regular white person blog, is what you're saying. Creepy shit, white people.
Well, this is the top one is I cheated on my wife, and now car parts are appearing around my house.
What the fuck?
And then here's I think my stepdaughter has a problem. Dot dot dot.
Ew.
I was attacked by dot 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 something dot 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 at a rest stop. So it's basically people just writing creepy stories. Now, when I first discovered this, I thought it was real.
Oh, good.
I was like believing the shit they wrote there, and then until I realized, wait a minute, this is all bullshit, and I'm a moron.
You should have read the posting rules.
Yeah, I didn't. I was fucking reading it on my phone, where I can't get the goddamn posting rules. But yeah, ridiculous. I felt so cheated. So that's why I kind of hate that sub right now. I never go to it because I was too stupid to realize it was just people writing things.
Slenderman got a mind of his own and started murdering people through little girls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he
he's living the dream.
I guess for a fucking evil monster. Is he a monster?
I guess. Supposedly he's in the room, but you can't see him. It's like field of vision.
It's like the Babadook. You see that movie?
Yeah.
It was shitty. Not as bad as It Follows, though.
What's the Babadook?
It's a Australian, I believe, horror film, and it's about a kid that gets like a fucking monster called a Babadook.
Wait, you actually saw the movie?
Yeah, I saw it.
I only saw the YouTube trailer for it, and I decided no.
Johnny, I asked you if you saw it.
I saw the fucking trailer.
You know what, I'm just gonna look at this card some more. It's like at first, it's like holy shit, did I just die? But no, wait, no. So sorry for your loss. The sorry part scratched out. This is so happy.
You would have been better off just writing him a regular card, son.
It's true.
No, this means more to me than some regular shitty Bronx Johnny card.
That's why Bronx Johnny don't give you shit, you ungrateful motherfucker.
Oh, man, it's from American Greetings. It's fucking dope. Man, I can't wait to get to that chalkboard. Because I really want to just,
Yeah, you got to write down your gains.
Got to get organized. Yeah. And I got to get away from these Gaines goblins.
It's true. You mean Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny's a Gaines goblin, 100%.
Yeah, right?
I heard him fucking on the phone with his brother, and his brother's like, yo, I got to go to the gym. And he's like giving his brother shit. And I'm like, yo, Johnny, you're being a fucking literal Gaines goblin. You're sucking away all of your brother's gains. He's trying to get fit.
Dude,
he's trying
if
to
you
get
fucking
big.
Make a deal with me, I need you to be what you say you're going
to
be.
You
got
to understand, people have to fucking go to the gym.
Yo, gym is 24 hours. I got me a fucking Planet Fitness black card. I can go whenever the fuck I want, where I want, in North America.
I'm going to need that card for this fucking
chalkboard. Yeah, I wish
thing.
I could, son, but nah, B. They ain't going to let you in there. They like take your picture and shit. And you look nothing like me, dog.
We look exactly alike. Shut your fucking mouth.
You got like 20 pounds on me, big man.
That's it. It's fucking, well, look at the card. It talked about weight loss.
That's right. Happy birthday, bro. That's for me to you. Yeah, enjoy that compliment. Take that.
See? That maybe things could get better between us again. This can become the Best Friends Forever Birthday Podcast Club.
You want to go like fucking Macaroni Gardens or whatever?
I guess we should just go make out right now. Nah, that's what should happen.
That shouldn't even be on the table.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man, what a crazy week, huh? Geno Smith fucking gets punched in the face.
I was surprised it was a teammate that did it. I just thought he was like at a show or something. Because, shit happens to black quarterbacks.
What do you mean?
Steve McNair.
Uh-huh.
Gunned down. Michael Vick. Dog killer.
Gunned down, I guess.
Well, should have been, but, whatever.
Really, you think Michael Vick should have been shot to death?
Yeah, not for the dogs. The way he played in that playoff game, it cost me so much money. They should have fucking killed him when he left that stadium.
Jesus,
piece
Johnny.
Of shit.
You're fucking mean, bro. Yeah,
it's about money, son. You can't be out here in 2015 fucking starving. It's America. You got to eat.
You got to get paid, right?
Hell yeah.
You got to make that
fool.
I call it Skrilla. That's what I'm starting to call
kinda
money.
You're kind of old with that one. Got to get your fat cheddar stacks, right, big man?
Got to get my fat stacks, bro. Johnny, did you see the last episode of True Detective?
I did.
Did we talk about this last week, Chris?
No, because it hadn't come out yet, I don't think.
See, my brain is fucking melting as we speak.
Start using that chalk and write them gains, my man.
So what did you guys think of the last episode?
It was all right. I didn't think it was... The shootout was okay.
Which shootout was it?
The one with the Russians?
Yeah, where they gassed him. All of a sudden, fucking Vince Vaughn was a tactical fucking sniper.
Yo, he's gangster, so he took my man's teeth. Just to show the motherfucker, and then he was gone.
But when I was watching that, and I saw that, like, it was like that part of the episode was just went down so easily. Like, they just fucking rolled up into the cabin, killed everyone immediately.
And they weren't even that. It was just like there was no bodyguards there. They had more bodyguards at that sex party than they did when they had the big deal. That doesn't make any sense. I think they killed like 5 people in that fucking cabin.
Oh, yeah.
There's mad money there. I would have had like 40 motherfuckers with me.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because he was just like, giving away million stacks.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Because even for the 3 million, he had to pay double for the 3 million in diamonds from the Jewish guy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
The episode before,
it's a what 60%.
That means his half was more than 6 million, and then he had 1 million in cash left. Plus, he had to pay like what 2 million to those fucking Albanian dudes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pissed away that.
So
money.
He took half. So that means that fucking the other dude just had fucking they had another 8 million,
which he drops in the middle of the woods. Like
I was
dick.
Like, what?
Yeah, Colin Farrell's a moron.
Just to go see the fucking kid from Disney's The Kid,
dude. The kid is fucking like, yo, you know that ain't your seed. What the fuck you wasting your
but
time
it was
for?
His
it
seed.
Was at the end. You remember
it
the
was
paternity
his
test
seed.
Came
I thought
up
it was like 36%. What was it? 36%?
No, 99.6%.
What the fuck?
I thought 36%. I didn't.
You're batshit crazy.
I thought.
Come on, man.
You gotta get that chalk out of your eyes.
But I'm saying it's like. The kid don't look shit. Like, how am I supposed to suspend belief on that one? He don't look like any of his motherfucking parents.
It was probably
parents.
Recessive genes from one of them. One of their parents probably a redhead.
So he's like an albino baby, basically?
I guess, yeah. Kind of like an albino baby.
That's
but
fucked
instead
up,
of,
dog.
Instead of albino. It's like a red albino.
I would have not even gone seen
it's
him.
It's like that episode of South Park.
Matter of fact, why didn't he just mail him a fucking recording from the tape? Like, yo, peace out, B. I see you. You got that badge, right? Daddy loves you.
That's true.
And I would have skated. God, tapping ass.
God, that annoyed me that he went back to see that kid. I mean,
that was like, come on.
When you saw the gun, Vince Vaughn and
the kid didn't even like him until the fucking last scene. The kid was a dick to him the whole time.
Hell yeah, son.
That was the only nice thing the kid did.
Well, yeah, gave him a fucking salute. Like, yeah, peace out, motherfucker.
And how would the kid know all the fucking shit that was going on? Like, why would he salute him? No reason.
Maybe he's a yellow
kid. Fucking
son.
Fat kid carrying on a fucking paperweight like a dick. Yeah, fuck that kid. That shit infuriated me.
Hey, stop fucking beating up on Chad.
Chad's a piece of shit. He's the most hateable character on that fucking show. And I'm including fucking the fucking mayor, who sadly overdosed and drowned.
You never
in his
get
pool.
To see what happens to the mayor's kid.
Yeah, he became mayor at the end.
What?
He became the mayor at the end of the fucking thing. You didn't see when they had like that groundbreaking ceremony? That was his son.
Man, now I'm missing shit.
Damn, son, where the fuck are you at?
I'm fucking off the chalkboard. That's the problem.
Are you in Venezuela celebrating right now with fucking Nailhead or whatever? Fuck that creepy motherfucker.
Yeah, that guy was weird, huh?
I was like, damn, yo, he's trying to touch somebody.
Oh, yeah. You think he's probably banging both of them, though.
He's not banging. He's trying, though.
Oh, no, yeah.
I thought the moral of the story was that they became dykes at the end.
No. What?
Yeah, lesbian feel.
That wasn't even
you didn't get a les vibe at the end of that?
Yeah,
no. There was a baby in the room.
What? Yeah, it seemed like they were caring for that baby as a couple.
That baby was a bit mulatto from
with
my
their
taste,
fucking manservant that they had outside.
Yeah, that dude creeped me the fuck out.
And how they afford to pay that guy? Like, that guy's fucking on salary.
No, but didn't Vince Vaughn.
He saved
like,
his life.
His life. She was like, I'm not going to let anything happen.
I'm going to be fair, though. Like, how many times can you play that card? I'm like, yo, I'll take him to Venezuela, but I'm coming back.
Also, it's just some like local corrupt PD shit in fucking Cali. Like, they're in Venezuela. Why not just write a book?
And from Colin Farrell.
That one, did they have killed that Gamora dude yet? That motherfucker's still alive.
Is
good
he?
Point.
Yeah. All right, shit. I forgot about
that. Motherfucker's in protective custody in like a mansion or some shit.
Word up.
That's what's up.
That's the best ending out of that whole fucking show, man.
Yeah, but that's not what happened to them. That's what happened to the guy who broke Gamora. That's good what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's nice. Fucking.
Yeah, but why not? When they fucking raided the cabin.
That's another thing. Whose kid was that? Was that what's her name's kid, or was that the redhead's kid, and she actually could get pregnant?
No, dude, that was Rachel McAdams' kid. That's Colin Farrell's baby, son.
That's Colin Farrell's baby because she said,
how come it wasn't a ginger?
That's what I'm saying. Because
she fucking doesn't.
What the fuck was with all the redheads on that?
That's
show?
What I'm saying. They were all evil motherfuckers.
What the fuck did Eastside Dave write that show?
Possibly. I know he'd love to.
There's a magazine that just came out that's centered around gingers.
What?
Fucking disturbing. Yeah, let me pull it up.
They doing too much shit, son.
But
call
you know,
that shit.
As I was saying, like it's like when I when they raided the cabin and they like, split the money up, I like paused it to see how much time was left, and it was like a half hour. And I was like, well, I guess they're all gonna die.
Yeah,
it's just terrible fucking things are gonna happen.
No, but the worst shit about it was like at that point, if I'm Colin Farrell, wouldn't you fucking shoot Vince Vaughn? He just told you.
No, it was his boy.
No, it wasn't his boy. His main man was a dude that raped. You think he just found that information out? He fucking knew that.
No, that was his boy. Vince Vaughn was tight with fucking...
Would have shot him right there and taken the rest of that stash. We're like, yeah, we out this bitch.
Whatever. It would have been for naught anyway.
It's called MC1R magazine.
What does MC1R mean?
I don't know.
MC1R?
It's probably the fucking name of the chromosome that makes you a filthy ginger.
Jesus.
A soulless ginger.
Yeah, that dude that got shot in Vince Vaughn's office was a piece of shit. So was Chad. Chad is probably the worst terrible fucking TV character.
Worst TV kid ever? Chad?
No, character ever. Fuck a kid.
I don't know. What was the kid on Married with Children that they introduced at the end?
Oh, Seven?
Yeah, that was a terrible character.
Yeah, but I hate Chad like no other. He was just a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is. He is the Sharon Stone in Casino of fucking child actors.
Yeah, that's a good point. Trying to connect with a little motherfucker. Some motherfuckers didn't grow up with a dad and shit.
Oh, he loves friends, though. You got to give him that.
Fucking creepy ass kid. What game was he playing at the table? It looked like Dungeons and Dragons, but like some African version with like chips and shit.
What?
It was terrible. It wasn't
I
a
think
regular
it was checkers,
game.
Dude.
How you going to have four motherfuckers playing checkers, Stanley? Explain that game to me.
It's called the double checkers.
Get the fuck out.
What? You never heard of double checkers?
Yeah, you think he was betting his grandpa's fucking badge?
Don't say that. That fucking badge meant a lot.
Chad put it up for like fucking season two of Friends, a little shithead.
To Velcoro, baby. Come on.
Yeah, they had too much V's in that show, too. That kind of lost me. Vinci, Ver, whatever the fuck her name was. It's mad V's in that shit.
Hell yeah. And too many cut up face Mexican chicks.
I don't front that one. The last one at the end, though, I'd pipe.
It's the same one from the whole one.
Is it? I thought it was like more of them. Yo, that one singing bitch, like, that's all she did. Did she ever leave that bar?
Yeah, they showed her leaving in that scene where Vince Vaughn is sitting
like
on the fucking...
Always...
Did you even watch this fucking show or did you read the cliff notes?
It fucking creeped me out, though. Like, she's always there. And it sounds like she's singing the same fucking song.
Just
songs.
Like Phoebe in Friends.
Ugh.
Wait a minute.
It all ties in with your boy Chad.
Wait a minute. This
love
show,
of Friends.
This show is Friends. With more Molly. Good God.
If anybody can find that spray shit, let a motherfucker know. Because I'm on Reddit now. I'm just saying.
Oh, what? The spray Molly?
Oh, yeah.
You joined Reddit?
Yeah.
So low
I've
comment
been on
karma,
there, so.
Dog. His karma is mad low.
Why is your karma so low, bro?
I mean, I downvote every comment.
fucking...
Let's see. Did Johnny say anything today? Oh, good. I'm going to downvote everything he fucking said. That's it. Less fucking fake internet points.
Fucking, this was an article that came out on Gothamist I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Give it to me, dude. I want to know.
All right. Apparently, there's a weird law on the books where if you stay in a hotel, it classifies as a single room occupancy. And if you demand a lease, they have to give you a lease for $226 a month. It's some like 50-year-old law.
No shit. That's good.
Or maybe it's anything that was like a lot of hotels were converted single room occupancies, but some cabbie is doing it. He's living in the Highline Hotel.
And they have to give it
wait,
to
at the Strand or what? Not the Strand.
Not the Strand. What is it? Highline Hotel.
There you go.
And that used to be a single room occupancy. He found out that it was, and he just demanded a lease, and they have to give him one for $226 a month. So that, now, this thing just came out. That fucking hotel is now useless. It's going to, that is a, because that's going to happen. That place could be full in a month.
Yeah, no, it's going to be full right now because, you know why? All three of us are going down there. We're getting a room together and we're going to slip
together. Why would we get a room together? We can each afford two.
No.
That's going to be my city place.
No.
Yeah.
We're all going to get a room together and we're going to split that $225 a month.
We're literally going to murder suicide.
I'm going to go get the presidential suite for one day and fucking file that
and just
shit.
Just claim it for yourself.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, we're supposed to be in this together, guys.
I do like me a good fucking bathrobe, so I'm with it. Just chill out in that shit.
I'm just saying.
Now, is it a year lease or is it just a month-to-month lease?
He's saying it's a year. All right. It's a year, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. They have to give you a lease. They have to give you a one-year lease, I guess.
Fuck that, man.
A lease of 6 months or more in writing.
Okay. I need a fucking 12-year lease on this fucking Manhattan apartment for $225 a month.
Well, I guess the minimum they can give you is 6 months. But you just go get a fucking crib for 6 months for $220. I would do that.
Hell yeah,
have a really
son.
Nice summer.
That's pretty dope.
Maybe,
dude.
What are you going to write a book?
You should do that, Stanley.
Maybe I will.
Get one like close to your job. You can walk to work.
Be a man about
this
town,
is,
bro.
This is 10 minutes from your job.
I'm going to start doing that, dude. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to fucking break into the place. I'm not
no,
even,
you got to pay
no,
for
I'm
the
I'm not even
going
to book a room. I'm just going to break into one of the rooms.
That's not how it works.
Whether or not someone's in the room at the time. I'm gonna fucking yell in their face.
I'm just.
We're fucking roommates now. You owe me $226.
$226.
Like,
you owe me $113 fucking dollars right now. Because we live together.
He's like fucking...
We're in love.
He's like Ben Kingsley from fucking Sexy Beast. He's just showing up in there, yelling at motherfuckers, calling them cunts. Like, you cunt?
She Look. Slept with thousands!
That's the best line in that movie.
I love that movie, son.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to do tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're going to break into a hotel room and demand that people...
That's not how it works, though. You need to get de-gentrification X on the trail.
Gentrification
you
X.
You know
what?
I'm
going
to put that theory to test this weekend now.
That's a good idea.
I'm with that.
You going to try it?
I'm going to try it now. Fuck
Somebody it. From this podcast should do that. I'm saying it should be Chris Stanley.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And then I'll just
I'll
crash
pay
with
for the
you,
first so. Room. I'll pay for the first night in the room if you do it.
All right, so what? Like, what's what?
I want to take that, dude. Sounds like he's trying to fuck you, man.
I won't go to the room with you.
No, we should always go to rooms together.
Are you gonna webcam him and just watch you fucking?
Yeah,
shoot?
We'll make a reality show of it.
Oh, like, yo, read me that birthday card again, but slowly.
I guess I'll just jerk off into this card. I guess what everyone wants that's watching online.
That could be you know, if you go to the $50 tier on Patreon, we'll give you this jizz card.
Okay, good.
Fuck?
Good. You want my fucking dried old semen? Fucking pay up.
Oh shit.
So like, did you just say? Did you like call down to fucking the front desk? Like, I live here now. Where's my lease?
I think you got to get a lawyer on board first.
So that's more expensive.
We know lawyers. I could get this shit done. Dirt cheap.
So get it done by the next show.
I don't know if I get it done by the next show.
But
I can get it done by October.
Fine. If you get it done by October.
Well, you'll do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Fuck right. it. I'm with it.
I'm sending an email tonight.
All right. Email.
All right.
Shoot some emails out. Fucking live it up, bruh.
I can get it done. Possibly gratis.
I'll watch your fucking crib for you if you're going to do that.
I'm not going to stay there. He's going to stay there.
Oh.
How much money do you think we're going to make off these preseason bets?
Like enough.
Fucking $2,000, $3,000?
How much we made last year?
Oh, fucking thousands of dollars, bro.
So we're good on that then. I'll go with thousands of dollars as well this year.
Good.
We'll just take over hotel rooms and start yelling at fucking honeymoon couples for no reason. Like, you want a Metro car? We neighbors now. You can borrow that.
We're all together now. We live together. I don't care that you're only in town for fucking 2 days.
Good.
We're
going to
be living here
cop,
for six sir. Fucking months.
You yell at him, they're not going in like, yo, it's all right. So he's not going to kill you. He's not the one you got to worry about.
Look at me. Look at me when I yell at you.
Hell yeah. You ever do that like when you fuck? I like to do that.
Yes, while I'm fucking, I scream, look at me while I yell at you.
Hell yeah. You got to do the
because
like.
Because I'm make, crazy.
You got to make. That's not crazy. That's fucking intense passion.
Yeah.
You got to do the eye contact thing, man.
No, it's just when you're fucking, you just grab the woman fucking by the head and just fucking pull the eyelids open and just like, fucking, this is romantic.
Yo, Nacho does that shit, son. You ever watch a Nacho
yeah,
porn?
Yeah, Nacho is a fucking guy that, yeah, I want to emulate.
Well,
that
I
guy's
mean,
fucking, you know.
He gets
real,
a lot of pussy.
He's a real Casanova.
Yo, nah, I did hear, I like the dude, but I heard in real life he's a piece of shit, so. The character I like, the
If you look at his
I've
face, you can tell he's a piece of shit.
I was like what does that mean? Like the opposite of John Cena.
Nacho, like, looks evil. Nacho the porn star, he looks like a fucking evil man.
Well, he does wear mascara. That might throw motherfuckers off, I guess.
Yeah, that'll make you look more evil.
Yeah. Worked for Vampiro.
Did it?
I was scared of that motherfucker. I don't know.
Yeah,
kind of looks like Vampiro a little bit. Nacho Vidal.
Fucking Belladonna said she really, they were shooting a scene and he legit punched her in the stomach. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but she was like, please punch me in the stomach. She
no,
was like
she said she didn't want that. And he just randomly punched her in the stomach.
Oh, it's always he said, she said with those two. It's like, did he punch her in the stomach? Oh, wait, did she want to get punched in the stomach? I don't know.
She like legit hates the guy now. I heard Kurt Lockwood's also a piece of shit.
I legit love that guy.
I don't know, man. He like attacked a porn star like at the last AVN award.
Who a porn star did he attack?
Alana Evans.
Oh no, that is.
She had put it up on Facebook. I was like, whoa. Her husband handled that though. He's also a porn star, so shout out to Alana Evans.
You know like all the insides of
I have a lot of friends in the porn industry.
Not as well as Nacho does.
Apparently.
Oh no.
Shit.
Let's take a look at Alana Evans. Let's see this fucking
She's good people, man.
Skeezer.
Oh, be nice. That's a friend. She's a good
person. Are you friends with her on Facebook too?
Yeah. She wished me a happy birthday and everything. That's what friends do.
A robot wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. That's fucking great, Johnny.
She's real, dude.
Yeah. She's real.
I'm saying the Facebook is real. She has
it's got
like
a check mark
promote.
Next to it?
I don't know. I don't check for that.
They got those shits on Facebook now too. That shit is
a
fake.
A check mark? What the fuck is that?
She's not dude. Verified, son.
I co-sign that. She's real, son. All right.
You've lost your fucking mind, dude. you might as well just end up in a fucking single occupancy room with me downtown screaming at people trying to get trying to scam rent.
I'm scared, like, by week three we're going to be flinging shit out the window because we're going to clog the toilet.
Oh, actual shit. I thought you meant just things.
No, like real shit. Like real shit.
I knew a guy who threw a shoe buffer out the window of a Marriott.
For what reason? Just to do it?
He's pretty drunk.
When that happens. When you're drunk, you do crazy shit.
Yeah.
You ever put like your dick and stuff? It wasn't supposed to be.
You're like some guy.
No,
I got drunk and I fucked some dude. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
It got weird when he woke up and shit. I just ran in his room. I wanted the room and I was like, fuck it. Thought it was his wife. I put it in.
What kind of dudes you hanging out with? You can't tell the difference between them and their wife.
Still jizzed.
That's true. It still counts, Johnny.
I made that fucking guy come.
Yeah, shit. Man. Way to turn that into a body story, son. Damn.
Oh shit! You gotta follow our asses on High Society Radio, HS Radio Show on Twitter, High Society Radio on Instagram. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking take a picture of my fucking.
Your word, man. Shout out to our Facebook friend who put up the Donald Trump PayPay. That shit was kind of funny. Yo, he really does look like a PayPay. It fucked me up. Like if Chad and him had a baby, it would look like Donald Trump.
We all look like PayPays if you really think about it.
I'm
constantly thinking about it, oddly enough.
Man. Is that why you're getting like pale? Are you trying to like let the Chad out or some shit?
Let the inner Chad out. Let the inner Chad out. Get your fucking Wojak on. And other... the base god was back in the news.
That's my man, Lil B.
Oh, yeah, he endorsed Bernie Sanders, right?
Yeah, he endorsed Bernie Sanders. So I guess we have to endorse Bernie Sanders now.
That's how it goes.
Is that the official dude of us?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Us?
The official dude of us.
I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I like him better than Rand Paul at this point.
Yeah, Rand Paul's just been a disappointment.
Hashtag based pod. Hashtag based pod. That goes out to you, based god.
Don't jinx it. Don't you jinx it, motherfucker.
I'm not jinxing anything. I'm just talking about the base god, because we're the base pod.
Right.
Hashtag base pod.
It's true.
I do like the fact that Bernie's, like, keeping up with Hillary, more so than anybody thought at this point.
Well, that's because there's nobody else in the field. He would be getting zero. I think people keep saying Bernie Sanders isn't getting any media coverage. I've seen nothing but Bernie Sanders media coverage all over the fucking
world. Nah, it's different, because I think you're going off of social media, which I'm not saying is but it's not like
off
he's on
every fucking news website I go to.
I don't know if it's the same as being on fucking TV, though. Like, as a legit candidate and shit. You want more TV time,
why?
I think.
Millions of people go to these websites every single fucking day.
Yeah, but he's keeping up. He ain't fucking overtaking nobody. Like, let's be real here. Is he going to fucking overtake this bitch? I don't think so. To say Madam President, I guess.
Well, not yet, but...
You know she's going to win, son. Them skeezers, they're going to fucking vote for that bitch.
Yeah.
The Alana Evans of the world are going to vote for?
No, don't talk about Alana. That's my friend, dog.
Fucking. But I'm just saying, I think he's getting coverage. I don't know. And on the news.
So was Ron Paul, though. Like, Ron Paul's on TV all
Rand
the time.
Paul, God.
No, Ron. Ron's still on TV, son.
God.
He's in front of the White House selling, like shit information
Ron,
that
Ron Paul's
nobody
not running
else
for president. When Ron Paul first ran for president, he got him and Bernie Sanders got comparable. Actually, Ron Paul probably got a little less mainstream media coverage.
I think so, yeah.
Because he wasn't one of two candidates. Being one of two candidates, like, this is the best time for a guy
yeah,
like Bernie Sanders
too.
To run. Because especially the
like
Democratic
that.
Field is always so, like, tight. You know what I mean? Like, it's always, like, one or two people from the jump, even if there's six candidates. Like, it's a perfect time for him to run because there's literally nobody to overshadow.
That's a boring fucking camp, though. Like, you only really have two legit contenders. Over at the Republican side, you got, like, nine motherfuckers that are, like, legit.
Is there?
No, but they're up there. So, like, I am from Ben Carson's doing that. He was in Harlem over the weekend. That was cool.
Who's the libertarian? Who's the horse the libertarians are pushing?
Is Bob Barr running again? I think that's who it is.
Nah, Barr ain't running.
I think he is.
Is he?
I'm not really looking. I don't care. I'm not going to vote.
Who's the guy you voting for, son?
I'm not going to vote.
When's the last time you voted?
Never.
You've never voted?
Damn,
for president?
Why are you talking about shit then?
I'm not trying to do jury duty.
Yeah, that's fucking un-American of you. You've never voted for anything, though?
But I exercise my freedom of speech all the time.
Apparently. That's some shit. That's some piece of shit move right there.
No, it's not.
You've never voted for anyone.
Has there ever been a mainstream presidential candidate that was seriously going to lower the defense budget?
Ross Perot.
Hell yeah, son.
I don't know if that's true or not.
NAFTA, bro.
I think Ross Perot ran when we were in elementary school.
Stanley, you ever voted for anybody?
Yeah, I voted for Obama, dog. Two times.
Get the fuck out
two
of
times
here.
Voted for Obama, jeez, baby. Jesus Christ. I was like, give me that fucking hope, dog. Give me that hope. Give me that change.
How's that shit taste, son?
Oh, it's just like a. It's kind of like that guy I made come. It kind of tastes like him.
To be fair, I'm giving you shit. I've never voted for anybody.
Yeah, of course not.
What voting in America taught what it taught me was when I went to like the school or whatever that where it was the voting center, I learned that I'm the only white person in my neighborhood.
Yeah, well, he's
the only white guy,
the
only white
that,
dude that fucking vote that voted.
Yeah, you got like mad cab drivers in your hood, B.
Oh yeah.
You got Mexican bar. It's like you got an enclave of like just races like every two blocks and shit.
Yeah.
It's like very diverse. It's like old school New York in your hood, actually. It's nice.
It's dope, dude.
It's basically like you like in Hey Arnold's hood and shit.
Exactly. Like, man, I'm like Arnold. I'm like grown up Arnold. And really, I fucking got contacts.
Like you like white boy Gerald with your fuckboy haircut.
And I got a fuckboy. I'm Arnold with a fuckboy haircut.
There you go, son.
I'm like, give me the fuckboy, fam. Oh, boy. This has been a crazy. I can't believe all three of us are together again.
It's been a weird one, huh?
Shut the fuck up.
You know what? It hasn't been that weird. I think it's been pretty.
Other than talking about pounding dudes out in hotel rooms, not expecting it.
At that point, this is par for the course for this show.
Is that your catchphrase for the rest of the year? That's par for the course?
That's par for the course for this show.
Hell yeah, I like how he said it, though. He was very confident of him.
It's true.
His shoulders perked up and shit. My man.
What's this Burning Man party? Fuck Burning Man party? Yeah, who said fuck Burning Man?
I don't know. Johnny sent me
this. They got an anti-fucking Burning Man party out in San Francisco.
Should we start throwing those?
Yo, we can make money off of those. Get some tchotchkes going.
It just looks pierogi. Like a douchey rave.
Yeah, that's it all it fucking is. They just want to be anti. They just shitting on it because they don't like how commercial it's gotten. It's like basically the fucking those Aspen movie fucking things they have with Robert Redford. And fucking
well, I know Burning Man had to release the thing where they. Well, at one point there was a rumor that they were going to ban EDM music and
I
DJs.
Have heard that.
That's not true, okay. But that was a big rumor. But they definitely have banned anyone from announcing their DJ's set list or the DJs who are going to DJ schedule because that's...
What?
Because that turns it into a show.
Exactly. It's not a show. It's not like a concert. Burning Man, that isn't what it is.
So if you don't have any fucking talent there, let's just say like they said, all right, it's not a show, so we don't need talent there. How many people you think are going to fucking show up then? It is a fucking show.
But it's not a show. It's not supposed to be a show.
It's not, but that's what it's kind of always been, though, right?
No.
It has started as a party.
It's just a fucking week-long party in the desert.
So how long have they had, like, fucking acts performing there? I'd go with 8 fucking 9 years, right?
A long time at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's a good idea, though. It's like, go to Burning Man because it's going to be dope, and you might see some dope music. You don't know. This way you don't have people going there to see an act.
Yeah.
And leaving. You don't have people... This way you have a crowd that wants to go to Burning Man, not a crowd that wants to see
David Guetta or some shit.
Oh shit, is it gonna be there this year?
I don't know.
You can't find out. It's impossible to find out now.
Nothing's impossible, son.
And yeah, but you know, last year everyone was pissed off because rich people are now going in there.
Of course.
The rich people have been going for years.
I know.
That's like that fucking Joshua Tree bullshit.
Now there's just so much media. And there's like literally everything is reported on, and this was just an angle for it, you know? Rich people at Burning Man, we can talk about
it. A bunch of people who never went to Burning Man are like, rich people are ruining Burning Man, but they are people who couldn't afford to go to Burning Man, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking expensive to go to Burning Man.
Yeah, of course. You gotta rent a fucking RV.
Are we going this year? It's in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I already got an RV rented. I got a hot air balloon. We're gonna take that there.
Oh, you're the fucking man.
Hot air balloon.
You're the shit.
I got it rent controlled. It's going to be good. All we got to do is get in a hot air balloon ride and demand a lease.
Can we get Uber to fucking sponsor it? Maybe
we live in this hot air balloon now.
Dude, that's the fucking app. Uber for hot air balloons.
There you go.
That's it. Get the app. Call Nicholas. Get the app team on it.
Nicholas.
Fucking call Nicholas right now. Call him. Someone, call him. Get the app team together immediately. Uber. Uber in the air. Yes.
We can kind of call it hot Uber.
Yeah, good. Oh, I can't wait to Instagram some stuff. Because I'm definitely going to
do that.
Yeah,
you got to send me the password. I'll Instagram some shit this week.
I'll fucking send you a password. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what the password is? We're fucking going to hang out in a single occupancy room.
I do that a lot, ladies. So.
As long as we're being creepy, Johnny sent me an article about a British dude who said who blamed his kiddie porn stash on his 6-year-old sons.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He said the kids downloaded it.
Yeah, he said because their kids, that's the shit they watch because they can relate to it. That's how he tried to pitch it. That's how the dude's fucked up. You know, and I hope they just put him out. Yeah, that would be like if he was a stepdad, I would believe him.
Was it Jared?
Stepkids? Nah, don't joke like that, bro. The dude, yo, no, he saved your life.
This guy looks way creepier than Jared.
Yeah, he does. He's got the thinning hairline and shit. He looks like sad Jim Ross, man.
You saying Jim Ross is a pedophile? You say don't say that. Do not say that, dude. It's fucked up. We're gonna get fucking sued.
Jim would never sue us. He got that Bell palsy.
He only had that for a little bit.
He's
fine
got
now.
That shit forever. He's fine. Have you seen that motherfucker?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yo, he can't even jerk off, son. His hands don't work.
Oh my god.
I ain't wish that on him. I'm just saying, fuck, man.
How's he make that barbecue sauce then?
I don't want to know, bro. You think he does it like with grapes and shit? Like when people make wine? Except he does like chili peppers or whatever the fuck?
I don't think he does that.
I don't know, son. I know his hands don't work. When Bell palsy, don't fuck around,
son. That's a good point.
He got like that Popeye mouth. You just want to put a pipe in that shit. See what he can do with it.
Sure. Popeye did have Bell's palsy.
He did, though, son. That motherfucker's mouth was weird,
so
dude.
Sad. I never thought of it like that before.
At least you knew he wasn't sucking no dick. Now with that mouth, son.
You think he just rode dude's dicks?
Yeah, he might have, son. He's a weird-ass sailor kind of dude. And Oliver wasn't doing it for nobody. Let's be real here. He just wanted to touch Brutus because he was weird.
You think he was down with Brutus?
Hell yeah. They were just using that bitch as like an escape to like touch, like punch you in the dick, dog.
All right. That's pretty cool.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, it's not cool. What am I talking about? It's just getting punched in the dick. That's just fucking weird.
What you think that spinach was for, son? It's getting that swole on.
What? Really?
That was his Viagra, B.
Today, we should fucking make a modern day Popeye and have him just eat cans of kale.
Fucking kale.
Does kale come in a can?
It will once we fucking get done with it.
That's true. That should be the fucking move.
Canned kale?
Canned kale. Let's see if somebody's doing
What's
it.
What's the shelf life on
that? I mean, kale has a really... Oh, they do have it. Damn God it. We're fucked.
You've been beat. What's
all
that?
All the major companies.
Bush's Baked Beans makes fucking kale.
Yes!
Can.
They'll never tell you the secret, son.
What if I cut that fucking dog's head off? How about that, you fucking
Maybe he
creep?
Ate the secret. It's in his gut. You got to open it up like you did to your girlfriend's cat that time.
Oh, yeah.
For that lottery ticket that you actually were one number off on.
Oh, that. But you get a prize for that. What'd you get, like $5,000?
I think you get like $10,000.
You got $10,000,
yeah,
man?
I got I killed my girlfriend's cat, and yes. And
Yo, fucking, for $10,000, that's
I don't know if I'd kill my cat for $10,000.
You
no,
a bitch.
Not, no, I would. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't kill my fucking girlfriend's cat. Now, if it's a fucking jackpot of a Mega Millions, that's never got to do some serious fucking thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that
No,
shit.
No, there's no thinking.
You do it quick. If you
I mean, I feel really bad.
You can't pro and con a murder for
but
a fucking pet, dude.
I would save a bunch of cats, too, with the money.
You a bitch.
I would probably, like, be really sad for a really long time.
Oh, I'd be really sad, but then I would have money to fucking make me feel better.
So you know when I'm not
going
to be sad?
You can buy a full piece of chalk.
When you get that fat-ass check in your hand, though. Yeah, that's true, too. You can flip that fucking chalk.
Oh, who was going to buy? Oh, I guess, like, kids. Like, school children.
Yeah,
right? Or teachers.
Go
right?
Draw on the street with this kid.
Yeah, like, enjoy that.
Go draw on the street.
Colleges
draw
still use that shit. They have that shit at St. John's. They have chalkboards there. A lot of chalkboards.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I'd kill your cat for $10,000.
Great.
I'd look
you're
at
a piece of shit.
I'd look at it right in the fucking eyes while I did it,
Would
too.
You at least share it with him for the 10
Well, it's his cat. I'm not an animal. I'll give him like $40.
All
right. $40? It's terrible.
That's what that
nothing.
Cat's life is fucking worth to me.
You're a psychopath.
$40.
You're coming off like a fucking real psychopath. You're coming off like a guy who breaks into hotel rooms and tries to get leases.
And just demands $113.
At that point, like, you're just holding people hostage. She ain't even going for the
No,
room.
You're fucking entered into an agreement. That's a business fucking agreement.
At gunpoint. Yeah, I've seen
We're going to Airbnb this. We're going to sublet this through Airbnb. We're going to make a fucking killing.
Literally. If motherfuckers don't want to pay half, you get murked.
All three of us in the same room together. And look at the magic that comes out.
Everybody's getting gifts and shit. Nice.
I'm just getting gifts. You're not getting anything, Johnny.
I'm getting $40 later, ain't I?
Fuck you. Oh, man. These Instagrams are going to be dope, though. I know they are. I can feel it. We haven't taken them yet?
Yeah, I got something for Instagram.
Is it your dick?
No. I don't put my dick online. That's between me and the cloud.
That's good. Yeah, so
fucking clouds. So you call the fat girls you fuck?
Yeah, you think the three of us will be here next week?
Yo,
I mean, if we're not all fucking,
we're doing like a death suicide
bit. Single room occupancy.
Yo, we could record from there.
That's what I'm saying. This is gonna be the best bit ever. It's August. We're gonna get this done by October.
Jesus Christ!
I'm gonna email a lawyer in the morning.
I want that pizza party. Can we do the pizza party in the hotel too?
Yeah.
If we get this $500 a month from Patreon.
Telly party.
Yo, no, but technically we could trade off. If we get the room, right, for the month, we just have a month long.
That might be a violation of our lease.
Really? Then they're going to fucking enforce that?
They're going to be in our dicks, dude.
We're going to be fucking awesome tenants, though. Like, the doorman will be like, yo, John, have a good day, man. I'm like, you too, dog.
They're all going to think we're horrible scumbags because we just did it for a joke on a podcast.
If you fucking tip them right, they'll fucking love you.
That's true.
We are horrible scumbags.
Now, whatever happens to the cleaning lady, that's their business. She should not
She's
going to
fucking end
in.
Up like that chick from Dust Till Dawn. That's what's going to happen.
What the fuck?
The fucking chick in the...
Jesus
what?
Christ, Danny.
What'd I say? What?
You know it's like a pretty common occurrence for people to jerk off waiting for maids to come into hotel rooms?
I've heard.
Why? I guess to try to get something going.
You put me on the spot. I should have never told you that
Like,
story.
Look at my hard dick. Now suck it.
Wait.
That's like a real thing.
I thought you were sharing some shit I told you on back.
Wait, what was this?
I told you this shit at the bar.
Wait, you did that? You jerked off in front of a maid?
Last year. I didn't jerk off in front of her. I was waiting for her. She never showed up, though. So it's like, whatever.
No, but people do that just like waiting for the fucking maid in like business hotels.
Yeah,
so they come
who
the same
wouldn't?
Time
like, it's like, oh shit, you should have knocked.
Who wouldn't? I don't know. I don't want to fucking bother the maid lady.
But they say housekeeping the three times. If you don't say, hey, I'm jerking off in here, it's on you.
Well, we've got headphones on because you're listening to like some rock operas and shit.
Why would you listen to
I
rock?
Don't fucking know.
Well, now we just found out that Brock's giant jerks off to Queen.
Hell yeah, son. Hard.
All right, we out. It's at HS Radio Show on Twitter.
We're doing that other thing right after this?
Yeah.
We are?
Yeah, we are.
We are?
It's for everyone.
You sound excited.
Tired. I'm tired and it's late.
You dick.
High Society Radio on Instagram. And I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.